from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. I'm so glad that you're joining with us, and I trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes and hear the precious word of the Lord. May I take a moment to encourage our listeners to write. If you've been listening to the broadcast over recent weeks and the Lord has blessed His word to your heart, then we'd be delighted to hear from you. Maybe you'd like to request some free gospel literature. Well, make a point of dropping us a line this week. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in the Gospel of Mark, and here he is.
Good morning, and welcome everyone to our Bible study. We will continue our study in the chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark in just a moment. Remember, our subject this last few weeks has been that of the wonderful deliverance wrought by the Savior in the life of the man who had been the slave of many devils, the man of Gadara. We'll be reading just in a second or two from the verse 15, and then after we have a little music, taking up our study of those verses. Now let's have our Bible reading. Mark chapter 5, and we'll begin at the verse 15. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Now let's have that piece of music we mentioned. It's Phyllis McMaster singing Just One Touch.
Joy!
We will continue our study now with a look at those verses we read together. We're particularly considering the contrasting attitudes of the man delivered from the power of the devil and the people of the district where this wonderful miracle took place. Remember what has happened to this man. If you're listening in for the first time, the Savior has visited an area called Gadara. It was on the opposite side of the Lake of Galilee from that region in which he had been so often preaching. When he arrives in Gadara, he meets a man who was possessed by many devils, and he wonderfully delivers the man from the power of bondage. The man shows instantly the change that has been wrought, for salvation, when wrought of God, brings about an instantaneous spiritual inward change. We are made new creatures in Christ. But as well as the inward instant change, there were other changes that were soon manifested in his life. That is seen in the verse 15 that we read, where the man is sitting, clothed, and he is in his right mind. That's in sharp contrast to the conditions that prevailed in the man's life before he met Christ. And I urge you to read the earlier verses of the chapter, and you will see the contrast. But when the people of the area come and see the change wrought in the man, strangely, it says in verse 15, they were afraid. Would you not think they would be happy? But please don't think these people strange, for their reaction is a very common reaction to the power of God displayed. I remember a visitor in our church one time telling how he visited a sick man in hospital, and he said to the man, "Tell me, if God were to speak to you now, what would be your reaction?" And after a moment or two, the man replied, "I'd be frightened." And very tellingly, my friend said to the person he was visiting, "Why should you be frightened? Don't you say he's your heavenly Father? Sure, if your Father spoke to you, it wouldn't frighten you." He, of course, went on then to press home the truth that though he may say God is his Father, and though he may claim to be a child of God, in truth, he wasn't. And that's why mankind commonly reacts in great fear to the clear evidence that he is in our midst. They're frightened of God, for they are not right with God. And these people were frightened of what they saw. The power of God at work in the life of this man made them afraid. I wonder today, does the idea of God frighten you? There are people, I'm sure, who would turn off a radio program like this when they discover that the speaker is talking about God. They don't want to think about that. They don't want to think of that subject. They don't want to think about that person. And yet, you will find them out at church on Sunday. You will find them proclaiming themselves to be Christians. And yet they have a fear of God. And that is because they are not really saved. I wonder today, if God were to speak to you, what would be your reaction? The demand of the people, born out of this fear, is that the Lord Jesus depart from them. They don't want him in their coasts. Think on that. And yet, alarming as it is to read this, please recognize that it is the common desire of men and women. They don't want to have Christ in their lives. They don't want to give consideration to the things of God. They don't want to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus. "Please go away and leave us alone." Is that the instinct of your heart? May God have mercy on you and make you to see what it is you are doing. Because, let me show you this, the Savior didn't give them any argument. He didn't resist this request to leave. But rather, verse 18 says, And when he was come into the ship, as soon as they said, "Leave us alone, leave us alone, don't trouble us, don't be annoying us," he left them. I urge upon you today to be very careful of how you respond to the gospel message. Don't turn your back upon the Lord. Don't reject his word, because he will not give you an argument. If you don't want Christ, he will withdraw. Oh, may God speak to your soul today and give you grace to bow your knee before the Savior and receive him as yours. Remember, we'd be glad to hear from any who are troubled about their souls, and we will send you free gospel literature that will guide you in this solemn, serious matter of salvation. Do tune in again. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.